Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. We're continuing our theme about the marvelous benefits of being in Christ. I hope you've been listening to the episodes we've been sharing this week, some very powerful, life-transforming truths. Yesterday was such a powerful lesson that we shared about identification. And I want to follow up on that today and talk particularly about righteousness, how we become righteous before God in His sight. And I want to read a passage we read yesterday, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. It says, "For He," referring to God, "made Him," referring to Christ, "who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." That is an amazing, mind-boggling verse when you unpack it. Let's read it again. I'm going to put the instead of using the personal pronouns, I'm going to put the one they're referring to. "For God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us." You see, He did it for us, "that we might become the righteousness of God in Him." Now, to when it comes to our relationship with God, you know, we think of the word righteousness, we think of a certain moral purity. And that if we are a righteous person, then we would have to attain to a certain level of ethical and moral purity. And the Scripture does use it in that fashion. But in the New Testament, there is a revelation of righteousness that was there in the Old Testament, because Paul uses the Old Testament example, especially of Abraham being counted righteous in the sight of God because of his faith. But when it comes to our relationship with God, how can a sinful humanity, this was the big question, how can sinful humanity be righteous in the presence of an absolute holy and pure God, whose holiness, a blazing purity and holiness? I think of places in Scripture where the curtain is pulled aside and we are allowed to see and get a look and peek into what is happening around the throne of God. And we find both in Isaiah chapter 6 and also in Revelation that there are these creatures, I believe they may be called seraphim, these living creatures around the throne of God. And day and night, they are continually crying out, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." In other words, the overwhelming characteristic of God that is so overwhelming is His absolute holiness. Well, how can a sinful human being ever stand in the presence of such a one? Well, God made a way Himself. And He tells us right here in this verse that God made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. So the righteousness by which we are able to come boldly into God's presence is not a righteousness that we have achieved or earned, but it is a righteousness that we have received by faith, and that is ours as a result of being in Christ. Notice it says in this verse, 2 Corinthians 5:21, Paul calls it the righteousness of God in Him, that is, in Christ. In other words, it's not our own human righteousness. It is the righteousness that God himself gives to us. Let's read a passage over in Romans chapter 3 that talks about this. And in chapter 3, we'll start reading at verse 20. Paul says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, by our own performance, no flesh will be justified." Now, by the way, the word justified is a verb form of righteousness. So justified literally means to be made righteous. So no flesh will be made righteous in his sight by the deeds of the law, by our own performance. We cannot make ourselves good enough to be acceptable in the presence and the sight of a holy God. And this is the revelation that that was so clear to Paul. And then in verse 21, he says, "But now," in other words, in this gospel era, since the cross and the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus, "but now the righteousness of God," remember, this is the righteousness of God. This is not a righteousness that Eddie Hyatt can produce. This is not a righteousness that you can produce. This is the righteousness of God. And it is apart from the law, Paul says, and it's revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Yes, this new way of righteousness, it's witnessed by the Old Testament and the law and the prophets, but now it has come clearly out into the open in the message of the gospel. Verse 22. "Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely, being made righteous freely." By the way, this the Greek word that is translated justified and also righteousness, righteous, was also used in a forensic or judicial sense in the ancient world when after a person maybe who was accused of something and the judge declared this person, they said they were not guilty. They were declared to be righteous. They were declared to be justified by that court of law, by that judge. They were declared to be righteous. And so this says, verse 24, that we being justified, made righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And then look at verse 27. He says, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith." Verse 28, "Therefore we conclude that a man," that includes a woman, the Greek word is anthropos, which means person, "is justified, made righteous by faith apart from the works of the law." Wow, what an incredible. Now let me, there is another, let's look, now just go over to chapter 4. Verse 1 says, "But what then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Even in the Old Testament story of Abraham, when God gave Abraham a wonderful promise about being the father of many nations, and Abraham believed what God had said, and God counted him righteous. God accepted him because Abraham put his faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so, and Paul goes on to point out that this is not just for Abraham, but how much more is this true in this gospel era when we put our faith in the promise of God that God has given us through Jesus Christ, we will be accounted as righteous. And that is why in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace." Here's why we can come boldly. not in our own righteousness, but because since we have put our faith in Christ Jesus and we are in Christ, God looks at us through His Son, Jesus Christ. He sees me in Christ. He sees you in Christ. And as long as I keep my faith totally, completely in Him, not trusting myself, not trusting my own performance, doesn't mean that I can be sloppy and indifferent. No. But it means that my faith is not in my performance. My faith is in what He has done, not what I have done. And when my faith is totally in Jesus and I'm living in Him, I can come boldly. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly, because I'm not coming in my own righteousness. I'm coming in the righteousness of God. God has imputed to me His very own righteousness through my faith in Jesus Christ. And I can come boldly into His presence and lay out my concerns before Him and fellowship with Him, because I have been made the righteousness of God in Him. Well, I'd love to tell you a little story. Maybe I'll do it in the next session about this, but we're going to have to go. But this is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If I can pray with you, be a blessing to you in any way, send me an email. My email address is there on my website homepage. Also, you can, I invite you to friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and let's stay in touch. Let's see what God's going to do in the days ahead. God bless you.